Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today, Thor. Alpaca makes watercraft. How have you transitioned in the coronavirus pandemic to making something that, well, involves porous fabrics, if you will?
You know, honestly, at this point, it's kind of challenging question, but there's two sides to it. One is 3 weeks ago now, very early on, so I guess that would be the kind of second or third week of March, we saw a big decline in our sales pretty quickly because we sell globally. And I looked and said, man, this disease is really hitting fast. And so I ended up closing our facility a full 10 days before Governor Polis's shelter and home order came through. And so for those 10 days, we were just working with a very small skeleton crew, maintaining a lot of separation in the office, because I think that our best obligation right now is to do everything we possibly can not to further spread the disease. So we've been sort of trying to be at the front in terms of keeping people home, keeping people safe, keeping people separated. So I think that's something that any business can do, short of if you're really in one of those essential roles like grocery or medical or something like that. And then, you know, those are the ones we have to rely on now to take care of the rest of us. But along with that, we've been trying to sort of deal with what can we do to help support those other industries in terms of potentially even manufacturing some personal protective equipment. And I will openly say that there's so much confusion and sort of, I would say, a lack of top-down management on that front that most people really don't know who to talk to, what to do, where to send things. And some people are saying, oh, we're taking this, and some people are saying no. But we've mostly just put ourselves out as, you know, if somebody needs something specific manufactured, we are here to help. And we're getting closer on that front. We just had some conversations today, and it looks like hopefully in the next week or so, we'll be able to actually start making some protective gowns and things like that. And we are going to start making masks. In a facility like ours can't really do, you know, your full N95 medical grade mask. And I think that's one of the hard things about interacting with healthcare providers. You know, they need medical grade stuff. They're trying to take stuff that's homemade, but they need the medical grade stuff. But if we can make home level stuff that the general population can wear when they are going out on their essential errands, that will free up some of the space so that the medical providers get the stuff that they need. And that's kind of how we're looking at it.
Has it been hard or easy, for that matter, to pivot your production line to making PPEs?
So it depends. On the masks, it's pretty easy for us from two levels. One, we have sewing machines. We have an automated cutting machine. So if we have patterns, we can do this. And then we also have designers that know how to design stuff from scratch and get it done quickly. Our challenge on those sides of things, we make rafts. We can make a mask that is absolutely virus proof, but you will asphyxiate and die because you can't breathe through it. So getting materials to make the masks is kind of a challenge for us. Like, which material do you exactly use? If we were a shop that specialized in regular garments and we had a lot of cotton and cotton supply access, or polyester and polyester supply access, we could pivot a little more quickly on that. That's where the gowns are a little bit easier. We know how to work with waterproof materials. We know how to, we have some better access to them. So as long as we find what exactly materials work, we can get those pretty quicker.
Now, as far as raw materials for this, where are you sourcing those?
On the masks, we're sourcing the same place that everybody else is. I mean, straight up to potentially even buying bed sheets, because they're, you know, you can get all different grades of cotton and stuff like that and work with that. But we don't have, none of our fabric suppliers deal with the kind of breathable woven materials that you would need for those things. So we're kind of just internet-based searches and then local searches for fabric supply. For the gowns, it's been a matter of talking to the regional healthcare coordinators to find out whether they can use the materials that we already have from our existing suppliers. And what's more likely that we've been able to do so far is they're looking to potentially use like house wrap style material for those gowns. And so using sources to get in contact with like Lowe's and Home Depot and their suppliers to say, oh yeah, no, we actually have bulk raw material of that. And since we already have shipping contract relationships with stuff, we can be like, okay, we can set and use our shippers to go ahead and get those long bolts of material here. But at this point, it's also a matter of figuring out what material is actually going to work to make those gowns.
And once you're actually making these materials, do you have a sense for where they're headed, where they're going to be distributed?
That's another kind of linchpin in the whole conversation. And we don't at this point, but I'm starting to get more information that some of that is getting consolidated and there is more better coordination in terms of understanding who that goes through. Because one of the key things, my understanding, I don't exactly know because I haven't spoken to them directly, is that San Juan Basin Public Health is stepping up and trying to be that regional coordinator in terms of we will figure out what is needed and then distribute it on. So rather than Alpaca having to call every local medical provider or emergency response provider and saying, do you need stuff? We would be providing it to either a contact or straight up to San Juan Basin Public Health.
Certainly, there's been a lot of challenges with having to change your production line and step up and get some of these finished products eventually distributed. Any other challenges that you're particularly facing?
Yeah, I think, you know, what's so hard in a time like this is I think a lot of people want to help. And that's fantastic. I think it says a lot about the nature of people, and that's a wonderful thing. But during this time, it can also be a real challenge to figure out where to help. And I think one of the best things we can do is stay out of people's way that are actually working hard to get this done and be safe and stay home. And then, you know, put yourself out there as available to help. And then hopefully the right people that know what is needed will contact and coordinate with you. And that's really what we've been trying to do as a business.
Thor, thanks for taking some time today to talk about this.
Yep, and I think we all need to prepare that it might be a while, and then we can all be really celebratory if it's not as long.
Thor Tingey is CEO and co-owner of Alpaca Rafts, based in Mancos. And I'm Mark Dugan, reporting for KSUT.